Thank you, Joyce. Good morning. Another beautiful day in paradise. My name is Susan, and I welcome you to Unity Center for Positive Living. I'm glad you're all here today. I'd like to open with the reading from the Daily Word. The word today is imagination. And the affirmation is, I imagine limitless possibilities. In childhood, my imagination helped me see fascinating shapes and wondrous creatures and cloud formations. Picking up a twig, I might have pretended I held a wand that could give me magical powers. An ordinary packing box could become a vessel to sail on or under the seas. An aircraft to fly higher than mountains, or even a spaceship I could fly to explore the stars. Much more than whimsy, imagination is a potential spiritual tool. I use my imagination with intention to give shape to my dreams and goals. Although my childhood may be a memory, I am grateful that I can still use my imagination to create the life of my dreams, as I envision possibilities beyond the reality I know and the world I see. And from Luke 10:24, I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. And we'll share our first song, Surely the Presence, together, as Joyce leads us. Thank you. And now we will say together our opening statement. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And this morning, our welcoming song is I've Got Peace Like a River. And Joyce will play for us and we will sing now.
I got peace.
Great. Now we're going to greet our neighbor. So if you want to get on gallery view so you can see everybody, you can give them a little what do you call that? Wave. Okay. And next we have announcements. And I have a couple. And if you have some, you can raise your hand or somehow let us know what's going on. There is the April board meeting this afternoon after the service. And the medicine wheel taught by Grandfather is ongoing, and they are going to begin studying the inner wheel this week on Thursday at 6 on this same Zoom channel. And I think that's all I know. Anyone else have any announcements? Tom.
We found out a couple of days ago or recently that Eileen's soon to be former son-in-law had an accident, and he is now in a hospital, and my understanding is he's currently in a coma. So Eileen is not going to be with us to do the reading or at the board meeting today, but we would really appreciate you keeping her and her family in your thoughts and prayers as they're dealing with this crisis. Thank you.
Joanne.
I don't know who many of you knew Joanne, the other Joanne. Now her name escapes me. Hansen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she passed away last week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are there any other announcements? Okay, well then we will proceed to our unity statement. And together we will say, we believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And we will sing the song of joy, which is Swing Down Chariot.
Thank you.
That was a good one. New to us, and we'll learn it better as time goes on. That was fun. So the reading will be given by Tom, I believe. Indeed. Is that correct? Okay. Thank you for filling in for Eileen.
This morning, I'm reading from a special book that someone just gifted me with. It's called You're Very Special to Me. It says, for you, I don't know exactly what it is, but there is something very special about you. It might be all the things I see on the surface, things that everyone notices and admires about you, qualities and capabilities, your wonderful smile, obviously connected to a warm and loving heart. It might be all the things that set you apart from everyone else. Maybe it's the big things, the way you never hesitate to go a million miles out of your way to do what's right. The way your todays help set the stage for so many beautiful tomorrows. Or maybe it's the little things, words shared heart to heart, an unspoken understanding, sharing seasons, making some wonderful memories, the joys of two people just being on the same page in each other's history. If I could ever figure out all the magic that makes you so special, I'd probably find out that it's a combination of all these things blended together with the best this world has to offer. Friendship and love, dreams come true, strong feelings, gentle talks, listening. Laughing and simply knowing someone whose light shines brighter than any other star. You really are amazing. And I feel very lucky to have been given the gift of knowing how special you are. May your heart be filled with the kindness of friends, the caring of everyone you love, and the richness of memories you wouldn't trade for anything. May life's little worries always stay small. May you get a little closer every day to any goals you want to achieve. May any changes be good ones, and any challenges turn out for the better. May you find time to do the things you've always wanted to do. May you be happy forever.
Thank you, Tom. That should inspire each of us. Our meditation song today is 12 Powers, and Joyce will lead us in that.
Thank you.
That was a wonderful compliment to the reading. Thank you. It's time for our affirmations now. So if you would join me, we will say these together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And today we will say the Progressive Lord's Prayer, and that will be followed by the Alleluia. And so together we say, our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God. In eternal, immortal manifestation, all this I am. Right. So each week we have a different speaker, and on this second Sunday, our speaker is Audrey Pitchford from Olympia. She is a licensed Unity teacher. She has been sharing with us the series Heart-Centered Metaphysics, and today her talk is about self-knowledge. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, everyone. What a joy to be here today on this beautiful day with you. So they say that knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. But wisdom is not putting that tomato in your fruit salad. Like Susan mentioned, we're continuing our series on the book Heart-Centered Metaphysics by Paul Hasselbeck. And remember that metaphysics means beyond the physical. And in Unity, we often hear the word metaphysics used for theology, because metaphysics addresses big questions such as, what is God? What is humanity? And what is our relationship with each other? We are also doing this in a heart-centered way. So this is more than just a mental or intellectual exercise. We are bringing love, compassion, courage, oneness, wholeheartedness to this exploration, knowing that love is our truth, that we are all one. And we'll come back to this idea of love a little bit later in the talk. But as Susan mentioned, today we are talking about self-knowledge. And when I went to Wikipedia to see how it defines self-knowledge, it said that self-knowledge was understanding of ourselves or our own motives or character, and that self-knowledge improves our chances of making better choices. There's actually a correlation between self-knowledge and leadership ability, and that self-knowledge is answering the question, what am I like? Now, self-knowledge may be criticized as navel-gazing or a new age fad. However, this idea of self-knowledge is not actually even very new. So the Temple of Apollo in Delphi, Greece, that was built and rebuilt over the centuries, about 2,000 years ago, had an inscription inside that said, "Know thyself." And about 100 years ago, one of our Unity co-founders, Charles Fillmore, referred to that inscription. And he said, "Know thyself" was inscribed on the Temple of Apollo at Delphi, and it must be inscribed on our own temple over the door of our minds. It must be inscribed on our own temple over the door of our own minds. So you all know I'm a teacher and I like to ask you questions and hear what you think. So here are my first couple of questions for you. Why do you think Charles advocated for self-knowledge, and how is this connected to Unity teachings? Why did Charles think this was important? I'd love to have anyone unmute yourself and offer up an idea.
There.
Well, I would like to say that when we realize our oneness with all, as Jesus taught, why, that's where the wisdom comes from. It's that inner spirit, that inner guidance that we make the contact with.
Yeah, thank you, John. So that awareness of our truth, of our inner divinity and our oneness with all, that's what's open up, what opens up our thinking, what helps us see the world differently. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Other thoughts on why Charles advocated for self-knowledge, or how that's related to what Unity teaches?
That is it unmuted? Yeah. Okay. That's what Unity stands for. That's what, you know, ever since I've been going to Unity, it was really made a big difference in my life. Mm-hmm. Growing up with some other ideas along the way, mm-hmm. and then having that taught to you, it's an eye opener. It's a new beginning.
yeah. Thank you, John. It's different than hearing that being taught that we're worms or dust.
Yeah, you know, right.
One thing and God is something else. right.
Very much so.
Very different. Yeah. Thank you.
And
Anyone else want to speak to this idea of self-knowledge? Why Charles thought it was important that we should know ourselves?
Well, how else would you be able to understand the 12 powers that are within you if you don't take time to know yourself?
So being able to draw on those 12 powers, those 12 attributes of the divine that we recognize are in God and in each of us, and not just in people at this service or people who attend a Unity church, but in every human being on the planet, that those 12 powers are available and active. Yeah, how else can we make use of them if we don't know the truth of who we are? Thank you, Johnny. All right.
It helps us answer the question, why are we here?
Oh yes, it helps us answer that question, and we're gonna get back to that question, Sherry. Thank you for bringing that out. I appreciate that. Yeah. All right. Great ideas. So when Charles talked about self-knowledge, he talked about self-knowledge on a couple different levels. He talked about knowledge of our intellectual mind, and sometimes this is also called the personality. And when we have self-knowledge over our intellectual mind or our personality, that might help us in our relationships with others, or in giving us dominion or power over our thoughts or words or beliefs. And sometimes the intellect or the personality gets a bad rap. And the reality is, we need our intellect, we need our personality, and we can bring our intellect and personality into service of spirit. And Charles also talked about when we know ourselves, it's important to know our spiritual mind, knowing the truth of our divinity in our humanity, knowing what God is and knowing what we are. So we know that Unity's first basic principle is that God is all good, everywhere present. And Unity's second basic principle is that all human beings are expressions of the divine, that we all have that divine presence within. And so this is an empowering idea, kind of like John talked about, that when we know that we are more than only human, that we are both human and divine, that opens up possibilities. That reminds us of that beautiful saying from the Bible that with God, all things are possible. And knowing the truth of our divinity, I believe, gives us the perspective to have faith and to ride out the ups and downs of this human existence, knowing that there's a bigger purpose and a bigger meaning, perhaps than what we see or than what we experience or than the circumstances we find ourselves in, that there's something more, something bigger. I love Sherry's reference to this question about where we come from, because if I answer this question, where do you come from, Audrey, from an intellectual mind, I might say, well, I come from Olympia, or I was born in Anchorage. But if I answer that question, where do I come from a spiritual lens, I can say, you know what, I am a spiritual being having a human experience here to express my highest and best in this lifetime. And so we know that both the intellectual and the spiritual self-knowledge are so important. Now, here's our next question. How do we acquire self-knowledge? How do we gain that self-knowledge or self-awareness, as it's sometimes called? What do we do to grow in our self-knowledge?
Lots of reflection.
Lots of reflection. Yes. Okay. That inner pondering. Thank you, Johnny. Oh, John, you might be on mute. I see you're trying to say something.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on.
We're hearing you now.
Okay. Well, it's already in there. You know, we know it all. We just got to shut up and listen.
Okay. Yeah. So sometimes I need to, remember that saying about we have two ears and one mouth for a reason, that it's time to shut the one mouth and listen with the two ears. Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
How else do we grow in our self-knowledge or self-awareness, learning who and what we are? Well, if no one else wants to add, I will add some thoughts that I have on my end. So if we want to grow in that intellectual understanding or understanding of our personality, there's a lot of ways to learn who we are on the personal level, who we are out in the world. We can take self-assessments. There's all sorts of personality self-assessments online. Some of them are free. We can pay attention to the words that come out of our mouths, because this can help really illuminate what am I thinking that's causing this certain way of speaking to come out of my mouth. We can see how others react to us based on what we say or do. So if I'm really frustrated and I'm kind of having a crabby day and I'm snapping at everyone, I can notice, how does that come back to me? What kind of reaction do I get in the world when I do that behavior? And what if I change my behavior, and how does that change the reaction I receive? And again, there's a lot of value in having self-knowledge of our intellect, of our personality, and to get knowledge of that spiritual mind, that spiritual self of ours. I think what Johnny said is really onto something, that idea of reflection, sometimes study, journaling, and also prayer and meditation. So getting back to what John said about sometimes we just need to listen, open our minds to that meditation and the silence and see what comes in. Charles said, when it came to self-knowledge, if you want to know all this, meditate on the I am. And remember that the I am is another word for God, for that divinity, that Christ that is in each of us. In the first book of John, chapter 2, verse 27, and this is from the New Revised Standard Version, there's a very similar answer to what Charles said. And that quote from the book of 1 John says, as for you, the anointing that you received from him abides in you. And so you do not need anyone to teach you, But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, abide in him. So this word anointing, in the Greek, the word Christ means anointed one. And so that word anointing, again, refers to that Christ presence that's in each of us and our ability to access that Christ at any time, to tune within and learn from that and have a deeper understanding of the truth of our divinity. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first joined Unity, this message was a little confusing to me, that the knowledge that I needed was within me. After all, I had lived with myself for decades and I hadn't found it yet. And so a part of me thought, well, if it was in there, don't you think I would have found it already? Here's an example. When I started coming to Unity, the message that I heard was that we are love. Love is our truth. Love is our divine essence. And I wasn't sure I believed this because I knew there were times I didn't feel loving. There were times I didn't feel loved or lovable. And so I wondered, how could this possibly be true that my divine nature, my truth is love? Now, I didn't know it, but I was on a self-knowledge journey at the time. And perhaps that's what led me to Unity. So I think, again, it's important to remember the difference between the intellect or the personality and what we are at the core, knowing that we are more than our minds. And with time and meditation, what I came to realize about that statement that we are love, I realized that love had a profound effect on me, that I responded to love, that love melted something within me and opened something up within me. And so then I could understand, yes, love is my true nature. I am love because I respond to love. There may be times I don't feel loving or I don't feel loved or lovable. And those times are temporary. My truth is that love is a part of who I am. So, like all learning, self-knowledge can involve emotions. There is, in fact, a theory, and I know we have some educators in the crowd. There's some theories that all learning involves some discomfort. Now, one theory is that it's the discomfort that makes us seek out the answer so that we can be more comfortable. We're less comfortable when we don't know something. We're more comfortable when we figure it out. That's one theory. Another theory is that in order to learn, we have to stretch beyond our comfort zone. We have to be willing to go beyond the bounds of what we already know or what we think we know and be open to new information. But if we stretch too far, that we can shut down. So there's a little balance about stretching a little, but not stretching too far. So something that can happen when we're on a self-knowledge journey is we may experience some emotions. And as we learn about ourselves, we might have a variety of emotional experiences that pop up. One emotion that we might experience is pride in what we're able to do or achieve. There are times that we might experience surprise. Stuff we didn't know was in us. And sometimes that's a good surprise. And sometimes it's not such a good surprise. When we're on a self-knowledge journey and trying to learn, we may experience fear. And sometimes our fear is that we will be unable to learn or unable to change. And sometimes our fear is that we're going to have to change. And that might be a little scary. At times, if we learn information about ourselves that we don't like, we might also experience disgust, judgment, or shame. And this is when it's so important to remember that we are doing a heart-centered study, that we want to bring mindfulness, acceptance to ourselves as we're learning about ourselves, as we're learning more and more about the truth of who and what we are. We can bring mindfulness. We can identify emotions when they come up. And my pattern, usually when emotions come up because I'm on a self-knowledge journey, usually the first one that comes up for me is I start feeling critical. of myself. And then I start feeling guilt and shame about feeling critical of myself. So then I'm even more to work on. And usually for me, what that's on top of, if I dig deeper, is fear. And so parsing through, figuring out what am I feeling as I'm on this self-knowledge journey. And the process that I like to use to help me work through these emotions, rather than saying, I am afraid or I am critical, which makes it sound like it's the truth of who I am, I would rather say, I have fear in me. I have criticism in me. I have judgment in me. I have disgust in me. I have anger in me, or whatever the emotion may be. And this is not my idea. I got this from Thich Nhat Hanh, who I think is brilliant. But I love this approach because it reminds me that I have this thing in me and it's temporary. And the truth of me is larger than the fear or the anger or the criticism. And it helps remind me that at my core, I am divine. I am sacred. I am holy, having this temporary experience of this emotion. That makes it easier for me to release judgment of myself. And we have so many spiritual tools we can use if we're in this place of judging ourselves. We can go back to our 12 powers, use denials and affirmations, pray, especially asking for prayer from others, like a prayer partner or from Silent Unity. We're just blessed to have a variety of support, others who can help us hold the high watch until we can get back to holding that high watch for ourselves. Now, recently, on a self-knowledge journey, I learned some challenging information about some of my ancestors in my family tree. And part of what I learned was some limitations that my ancestors had, which led them to express behavior that other people saw and experienced as unkind. When I learned about this part of my ancestors, I felt sad and ashamed of them, and ashamed of myself. And I wondered, what does it mean about me that I have these ancestors who had these limitations and that I am their descendant? I didn't know it at the start of this experience, but I was on another self-knowledge journey. And so in meditation, one of the questions that came to me is, what do I owe my ancestors? What do I owe them? Because the reality is that my physical existence is due in part to them and their lives. And that's a gift that I can never repay, that gift of life. But I also realized that what I can give my ancestors is compassion and appreciation. Compassion because I like to believe that they did the best they could in the circumstances they were in with the resources they had. And appreciation, because even knowing that my ancestors had limitations, they had gifts as well. And I have been blessed by what I've received from them. And a couple of weeks after I had this awareness, it occurred to me, oh, I could extend compassion and appreciation to myself as well. Sometimes there's a little bit of a lag in my awareness, but I get there eventually. So Unity's theme in 2021 is how to stay centered no matter what. And Unity is reviewing the 12 powers. So I love that we sang about them today. We had that great power of imagination in the daily word. And the power for the month of April is love, the attracting, harmonizing, unifying faculty of mind, the constructive building force of spirit, our power to comprehend oneness, the ability to feel affection for, desire, attract oneself to, harmonize and unify, and the power of magnetism, harmony and unity. So beautiful. So we have an affirmation, and I invite us to say this together. I am love. Any sense of discord or conflict evaporates. I let go of resentment, anger, and blame right now. I am a radiating center of God's love. I am harmony and serenity. I am love. And we know that this is our truth. Now, in the handout that I provided for today, we play a little bit with this saying from philosopher René Descartes. He famously said, I think, therefore I am. And when we are exploring our self-knowledge, we can say, I think, therefore I dance. I think, therefore I laugh. I think, therefore I daydream. I imagine. I love. I live. A variety of options. So here's where we stretch. If we want to challenge ourselves, we flip this idea around and we say, I am, therefore I think. Or I am, therefore I love, I live, I dance, I open, I share, I serve. Whatever it is that we do, putting the I am first helps us keep that perspective in mind, again, knowing the truth of our divinity. And we can have this thinking for others as well. We can think, you are, therefore you serve, you love, you give, you breathe, you laugh, because we know that that divinity that's in each of us is in everyone on the planet as well. This journey of self-knowledge is a lifelong journey. I know that we all continue to learn and grow and evolve. And my hope is that as we gain a greater understanding of who we are intellectually, who our personality is, and who we are at a spiritual level, that we bring that heart-centeredness to the conversation, that we show ourselves love, compassion, we bring courage, wholeheartedness to exploring more of who and what we are. As we grow in our awareness of who and what we are, we know that we are able to move through our human existence with more security and more self-confidence. We know that we can bring that intellect and personality to serve, and we know that we can do it all with love. And so let's take this idea into meditation. I invite you to breathe in and out very gently, naturally, feeling your body relax. And thinking now about the gift of self-knowledge and the gift of love. Knowing that self-knowledge and love are not opposites, but that they work together. Knowing that we can have that experience of illumination and great oneness. We see our heart open and receptive. We see our minds open and receptive. We know that self-knowledge and love are right here for us in this moment. And as we take a few moments in the silence, we bring this idea, knowing it is possible, that self-knowledge and love exist in us. And let's take that idea into the silence. We know and claim, I am, therefore I know. I am, therefore I love. I am, therefore I learn. I am, therefore I am open. We see these words as true for us, for each of us listening in, and for everyone on the planet. We know that our journey of self-awareness is a blessing. And we know that we radiate this blessing out into the world. And for this, we are so, so grateful. So grateful. So we say thank you, God, for self-knowledge for love, and for this spiritual journey. And so it is. Amen.
Sorry, I just lost you all for a moment. And thank God for you, Audrey, and for divine order. Once again, your talk, the reading, the music, it's like they were all orchestrated. And of course they were. Thank you. Now it's time for our offering. And we want, of course, to thank everyone who has sent their donations to Unity in Centralia at 800 South Pearl Street, and as well as the opportunity now to mail any gifts. We have a donation button on our website, which you might check out. So thank you for sharing your gifts of treasure and time and talent. And now we will say our offering prayer. If you happen to have that gift in your hand, you can hold it. Otherwise, you can just keep it in your heart. And we will say, divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And our blessing of thanks, we bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. It is time for our healing prayer. We have heard the request of prayer for Eileen and her family, her daughter, who is in Idaho with her former husband, and all of their family who is in this difficult time. We would like to continue our prayers for the people in our community who are houseless and out in the cold. The days are getting warmer, but the nights are not. We have a request from Joyce for her friends, Jenny and George, who lost their home to fire a week ago. And also Joyce's friend who is recovering from heart surgery. And if there's anyone else who would like to make a prayer request, you may do that now. You can just unmute yourself, or you can hold that in your heart, and we will all proceed together. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And together we will say the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And it's time for our peace song. We can imagine circling up and holding hands and Here we go. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce, for all of your musical gifts. And thank you, Audrey, for just another great addition to your series. I think that we all will work on some of those great tips this week. Tom, thank you so much for your reading. And Joanne, thank you for making the slides happen. And we thank Penny, who is not here, but she created those slides, and we are always grateful for that. Next week, our speaker is Grandfather Roy Wilson, and I'm guessing he might weave together some Indian legends and stories from the Bible. So we're looking forward to that. So I'll remind you that the board meeting is after this service today, and on Thursday is Grandfather's medicine wheel, and hope you all have a fabulous week.